Road Ragers and Missing Fingers Friday. Been There Series, Week 2. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. An angry person starts fights, a hot-tempered person commits all kinds of sin. Proverbs 29:22. Anger can be a reality in our lives. There is a term for anger on the road, and it's road rage. Searching the web for road rage can give some interesting statistics. It says that when you are on the road, 70% of Americans admit that they will often tailgate someone to try and get them to go faster. I wouldn't know anything about that, but that's what the statistics say. 71% of Americans will use their horn to get someone in front of them to move on or get out of the way. 77% of Americans will engage in obscene gestures. Unless you're female, and then the number goes up to 80%. But to give fair warning, when you wave at people without enough fingers out on the road, it can be a very dangerous thing. In fact, a headline in a newspaper near Salt Lake City said this about two drivers that got into a little scuffle. In fact, the headline read this way: Road Rage Bullet Hits Tip of a Raised Finger. Apparently, a 25-year-old man was sitting at a stoplight at 12:40 a.m. when a woman pulled up right beside him. The light turns green. Both of them are trying to get on Interstate 15. She begins to drive aggressively, so he begins to drive aggressively. She yells something at him, so he waves at her without all his fingers. She pulls out a .357 caliber gun and fires four shots into the car, one of which, no lie, hits his middle finger. I guarantee you, next time this guy hits road rage out on the road, he's going to think before he acts. It can be dangerous. Isn't it interesting how anger can take something so small as a light going from red to green and can escalate in our lives until now someone's pulling out a .357 and firing bullets? Cops are involved. Car chases are involved. People are going to prison. Yet, it happens all the time. It happens in families, in homes, in work relationships, where anger gets in the way and gets deep into our lives. It erupts and causes all kinds of damage. Anger gives an opportunity to expand small things into big things. Small problems or situations will become huge problems and hard-to-handle situations because anger gets in the way. Anger will make us focus on unimportant things instead of on important things. We will start looking at everything that is making us mad, everything that is wrong, and whatever it is that we are lacking, instead of focusing on how blessed we truly are. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 15, verses 33 through 47. Mark 15, 33 to 47. At noon, darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. Then, at 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you abandoned me? Some of the bystanders misunderstood and thought he was calling for the prophet Elijah. One of them ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, holding it up to him on a red stick so he could drink. Wait, he said. Let's see whether Elijah comes to take him down. Then Jesus uttered another loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. When the Roman officer who stood facing him saw how he had died, he exclaimed, "This man truly was the Son of God." Some women were there, watching from a distance, including Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James the Younger, and of Joseph and Salome. They had been followers of Jesus and had cared for him while he was in Galilee. Then they and many other women had come with him to Jerusalem. This all happened on Friday, the day of preparation, the day before the Sabbath. As evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea took a risk and went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Joseph was an honored member of the High Council, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God to come. Pilate couldn't believe that Jesus was already dead, so he called for the Roman officer and asked if he had died yet. The officer confirmed that Jesus was dead, so Pilate told Joseph he could have the body. Joseph bought a long sheet of linen cloth. Then he took Jesus' body down from the cross, wrapped it in the cloth, and laid it in a tomb that had been carved out of the rock. Then he rolled a stone in front of the entrance. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 1 through 18. Now I, Paul, appeal to you with the gentleness and kindness of Christ, though I realize you think I am timid in person, and bold only when I write from far away. Well, I am begging you now so that when I come I won't have to be bold with those who think we act from human motives. We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. And after you have become fully obedient, we will punish everyone who remains disobedient. Look at the obvious facts. Those who say they belong to Christ must recognize that we belong to Christ as much as they do. I may seem to be boasting too much about the authority given to us by the Lord. But our authority builds you up, it doesn't tear you down. So I will not be ashamed of using my authority. I'm not trying to frighten you by my letters. For some say, Paul's letters are demanding and forceful, but in person he is weak, and his speeches are worthless. Those people should realize that our actions when we arrive in person will be as forceful as we need to be. Dear friends, we are not trying to boast about our authority. We are trying to work with you to bring you joy. For by the authority of the Lord, I really want to be prepared to be firm with those who think we act from human motives. Do you look at things only the way they appear to you? If anyone is confident that they belong to Christ, they should consider again that we belong to Christ as much as they do. So even if I boast a little too much about our authority, which the Lord gave us for building you up and not for tearing you down, I will not be ashamed of it. I don't want to seem as though I am trying to frighten you with my letters. For some say, his letters are weighty and forceful, but in person he is unimpressive and his speaking amounts to nothing. Such people should realize that what we are in our letters when we are absent, we will be in our actions when we are present. We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond proper limits, but will confine our boasting to the sphere of service God Himself has assigned to us, a sphere that also includes you. We are not going too far in our boasting, as would be the case if we had not come to you, for we did get as far as you with the gospel of Christ. Neither do we go beyond our limits by boasting of work done by others. Our hope is that, as your faith continues to grow, our sphere of activity among you will greatly expand, so that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. For we do not want to boast about work already done in someone else's territory. But let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.